The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
So this is our very last shiur for Shnas Tov Shin Pei. And when we see each other again, Bezrat Hashem Bekorov, it'll be a new year, Tov Shin Pei Aleph. Looking back at the year that has gone, we all have such mixed feelings. Moido ala ovar v'tzayek ala osed. I have no words to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for watching over me and my family and all the others. So many tens of thousands of people have been ill. Thousands have passed away. Many of them, wonderful people we knew. And Baruch Hashem, Siyata Deshmai, have been well. And I said many times, as careful as you are, as cautious as you are, you could follow all the rules. You have no guarantee. So many people that wore masks and were careful got the disease. And others that are totally reckless are doing fine. Im Hashem lo yivna baya shavav lo boy nav boy, im Hashem lo yishmo iye shav shokad shoymeh. So I thank you, Kodesh Baruch Hu, v'tzayek ala osed. Kodesh Baruch Hu should watch over all of us, and we should be able to keep him up doing our duty, serving Klal Yisrael, doing our best in our Avodas Torah and Chesed. So we have so much to thank for and so much to ask for. So every year in this period, we say to each other, Tichlishona v'kirloiseo, Tichlishona v'beichoseo, and it's just a greeting, like saying, good morning, how do you do? I think these words this year have so much added meaning and significance. And we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tichlishona v'kirloiseo, take away this klola, take away this curse. It's been a terrible curse. This coming year should be a year of brocha, of shefa, of nachas, of simcha, and of good health. So many of the recent shurim have been about the Nyona de Yoima, with some emphasis on COVID-19, on the corona period, and today's year as well. So today we will be discussing a minag Yisrael of a Torah Nedorim Erev Rosh Hashanah. What is the source of this minig? What's the rationale? And especially a question that many have been asking, the people that are in quarantine and isolation, and the people that chas v'shalom are ill, shakodesh boch yishlach refuah shleima, could they do a Torah Nedarim on Zoom or by a telephone conversation? So first of all, the fundamentals, the basics. What is the source of this minig? Nedarim chof gimel medalav de gemara says, haroitze shelo yit kaimu nedarov, yamoid barosh shona v'yoymar, כל הנדורים שאני עושה לידור, יהיו בתהילים. So, if a person wants to annul, to invalidate all the nedorim he will make in the future, he needs to stand Rosh Hashanah and say, all the nedorim that I might make should be invalid. Why does the Gemara point out Rosh Hashanah? Shittur Mekabetzes brings from the Ra'im, just coincidence, it could be any other day. B'shem Reb Nesanel HaKadosh, I don't know who that was, Reb Nesanel HaKadosh. To the best of my recollection, nowhere else does the Shittur Mekabetzes quote someone by the name Reb Nesanel HaKadosh. But Reb Nesanel HaKadosh said, it's not just coincidental. Rosh Hashanah because of Emes Yom Hadin, because of Rosh Hashanah, because you want to do the right thing, because Rosh Hashanah is, everyone is worried about Avedah Shabiyodai, then we assume that when he says, Kol anadorim shani osed lido yu betelem, he says it with a gmar das, with proper intent. But in any other day, it would be meaningless. So according Torah Nesan al Hakodesh and the Shittur Megavitzas also quotes it b'shem Yesh Mefarshim. It's Dafka Rosh Hashanah. Might that be the source of the minhag? That's what the Shloss says. Ner Mitzvah, the beginning of Masechet Yuma. The Shloss says, this is the Gemara. This Gemara is the source of the minhag of Kol Nidrei. But Kol Nidrei is Yom Kippur. The Gemara says, Yamayit Barosh Hashanah. So obviously, Barosh Hashanah doesn't necessarily mean Rosh Hashanah, but beginning of the year. But the Shlo does says, Rizin Magedimen to make a Torah Snadora Mera Rosh Hashanah. So the minhag of Kol Nidrei is an ancient minhag. It's not in the Gemara, neither Bavli nor Yerushalmi. But all the Rishonim talk about this minhag, and the Ran in the Doram Chav Gimel. The minhag of a Torah Sadorim Erev Rosh Hashanah is a younger minhag. We do not find it in the Rishonim. We do find it in the Shlo. The Shlo suggests maybe that same Gemara is the Remez. Birkei Yosef, the Chidot of Kuf Pei Aleph, quotes Shach al HaToyro. Who was the Shach? He was a cousin of the Ariya Kodesh, a Talmud of the Mabit and the Shittim Kibetzes. Shach al HaToyro Pashas Matois says that one should do a Torah Sadorim B'Chodesh Elul. He doesn't specify Erev Rosh Hashanah, but Chodesh Elul. And he writes Remez L'davar. Loi yachal devoroi, kecholi yoitzi mepiv yasa. Sof teivois, loi yachal devoroi, kechol. Aleph lamed vav lamed, remez and chodesh elul. Where do we find, first time, the nusach, shimu nura boisai dayone mumchim? I think the first source is in Shari Tzion. Reb Nosa Nota Hanover. 360 years ago, approximately, the Shara Tzion was first published. It is a compilation of tefillas and broches, and it is there that we find the nusach of a Torah Snadorim Erev Rosh Hashanah. So obviously, it's a minhag Eretz Yisrael, more or less in the time of the Ari HaKadosh. Shara Tzion, Reb Nosa Nota Hanover, was a Talmud of a Talmud of Reb Chaim Vital. Mate Ephraim, Tavkuf Pei Aleph, Sif Memtes, writes that many are noyeg to have 10 people for a Torah Snadore Merav Rosh Hashanah. That minig is brought in the Shlo, who was many years before the Mate Ephraim, but they do not explain why. Ktseya Mata, and the Mate Ephraim quotes, Sefer Yehoshua, Rabbi Yeshua Heschel Ba'abad, was the Rav in Tarnopol, an uncle of the great Minchas Chinuch, and the first of the rabbinical dynasty of the Babad family. Sefer Yeshua Chelik Beis Makuf Tzadik Tes explains, because in the Nusach of Torah Sandor Merav Shona we say, Shenadarti, Onishbati, Bein Bahoketz, Bein Bachaloim. If a person makes a neder while he's dreaming in the middle of the night, there's a Machlokes in the Shainim whether it needs HaTorah, Shulchan Orach, Reish, Chav, Gimel, Siv, Beis. Shechan Och says, Noda B'chaloim doesn't need a Torah at all. Yesh Oimrim, Shetzorach HaSorah, Diyod HaLemikre. Yesh Oimrim, that you need 10. Why 10? Ran in Adorm Davche says, maybe it's similar to Nidui B'chaloim, which necessitates 10 people. So the Mechaber's Iker opinion is the Shittur Hashoyna. Whenever the Mechaber brings two opinions, Shittur Hashoyna B'stoma, Shittur Shniyo, Yesh Oimrim, Halochik is Shittur Hashoyna. But in this case, the Mechaber writes, Ra'ui Lochush Lidivreim. And the Shach Siv Kotnei says, Kein HaMinag. And that is the source of the minig to do a Torah Sadurim of 10 people. So why don't we do so? Loi Chazinen L'Rabonen K'shishoi She'ekpidu B'kach. Because the Ramo on the spot writes, Im I efsha bekalus lekabetz asora, then do it before 3. If it's not easy to bring 10 people together, do it before 3. So obviously, mishum tercha de tzibura, it's not always easy to get 10 people to sit and do a Torah Snedorim. It might even be yohara, and that's why the minig is not to be makbid, even though it is an early minag. So most people do a Torah Sandora Merav Rosh Hashanah while they're sitting in Shul after the Slichas, before davening or after davening. You take some people, some kids that are next to you, and you do a Torah Sandora. And it is very common that two brothers sit together or father and son sit together. Is that okay? Well, three people is a beis din. How could relatives sit on a beis din? But it's a gemara for Eshes Nedora Mayan Zayin, and that is also the Pesach Halacha Mefurishin Reish Chav Ches Siv Gimel. No problem. It's not like being a moment as a din in a fushes, which you need to, you know, deliberate and argue and Toras Nedorim, even Kroivim could sit together. Kroivim, yes, but Noshim Bektadim, not. That's what Rebbe Kiva Eger says on the spot on Pischut Shuv and Sif Kotten Tet. So recently I've seen some Gedolim writing that women should do a Toras Nedorim as well. And one Choshev Seif I saw that a woman should make her husband the Shaliach. I don't think so. A Toras Nedorim Erev Rosh Hashanah is not a Chiyuv. It's a Minag. Because Mamon Avshech, if you actually have an Nedorim, you're not supposed to wait to Erev Rosh Hashanah. Hanoider kilibona bome va makaima kilu hikrovo leya korban. We do a Toras Nedorim even though, in all likelihood, we never made a neder, we never made a shvur, definitely not a nido veshamtu veorer venezirus shimshun nezirus. It's a minag. Ve'en lechoboy elo minogoy. Ve'en lechoboy elo chedushoy. I'm not aware of any of previous gedolim that wrote that noshem need to do a Toras Nedorim erev Rosh Hashanah. Minag Yisrael Torah. Aleim ein lehoisef umehen ein legroya, v'kol ha-moisef goreya. It's unheard of that noshim do a Toras Nedorim erev Rosh Hashanah, and therefore I feel there is no need. I don't see this as a chumrah. I see it as something which is doesn't fit into the context of proper hanhoge and proper the way we relate to minhoge Yisrael. So the Ramor writes, Reishud Alaf Sif Alaf, She'ein Lismoy Chalatoras Nedorim Shel Kol Nidrei. Does the same apply to a Toras Nedorim over Erev Rosh Hashanah? Which one is better? Which one is more valid? There's room to argue a Toras Nedorim Erev Rosh Hashanah is superior, is better than Kol Nidrei, because Kol Nidrei, it's not the neider, the person that made the neider, directly asking a beis din to invalidate his neder. Kol nidre is more of a tefillah. We stand in public and the whole kehillah together says kol nidre with the shliach tzibur. It doesn't really resemble a proper Toras Nedorim. So maybe Erev Rosh Hashanah is something we could rely on. But no. In essence, it's the same. Because the source of the Ramo is Mari Vail, as we see in Dark Emotion. And Mari Vail writes, Loi chazinen l'rabonik sheshoi should be matan adorim without a beis din, and relying kol nidrei. Same argument, same words could be said about Erev Rosh Hashanah. Loi chazinen l'rabonik sheshoi to say there is no need to be matan aneda. We said, Shemunu raboisa, it's the same. So obviously, the way we relate both to Kol Nidrei and to a Toras Nedorim Erev Rosh Hashanah is more of a minag, not a real proper a Toras Nedorim. So there are more rates. Ein lismoich im loy letzoyrach godoy. So b'shas adchak one could rely. Many gedolei Yisrael paskened that if we're not dealing with explicit nedorim, but rather with minag shel mitzvah, one could rely on a Toras Nedorim Erev Rosh Hashanah. Salmas Chaim, Shalas HaChuvos from Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, Chelik Beis, Simen Lamed Ches. I don't know whether you're familiar with the Sefer. It's very different than any other Shalas HaChuvos. One-liners, two-liners, very short. Almost without sources. You must understand how this Sefer came to be to appreciate it. Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld was a real gadol. There was a person davening in his minyan in Yerushalayim, Yir HaKodesh, in the morning. His name was Rabbi Shlomo Sobol. Every day, he wrote a few questions on little pieces of paper, scrap paper, and put them under the talus of Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld. And when Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld put together his Talis and Tefillin, he scribbled his answers on those little pieces of paper that Reb Shlomo Sobol left him. And Reb Shlomo Sobol took those tshuvas that were just written, scribbled, ben gavra la gavra al rega lachas, under his talis, and he printed a sefer, Shalas HaTshuvas al Mischaim. So it's not really proper tshuvas, but it is a choshev a sefer, because after all, those were the opinions and the rulings of one of the Gedolim. Rabbi Shel Yerushalayim, Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, and in Lamed Ches Chelik Beis, he says, regarding Minik Shal Mitzvah, one could rely on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Moran Reb Analeib Shteiman, with whom I had such a close relationship, was such a schus. He was such a tzaddik and a gadol. I miss him a lot. And I heard from him that he heard from the Chazon Ish, same psak. It's also printed in the name of Rav Shteiman in a sefer Al Betomor, Yoredeya. I think it's Os Mem Zayin. Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Moron, also has Ha'oras on that very same sefer, and he testifies that his father says the same, the Kehilas Yankov. And Reb Shlomo Zalman, Mincha Shlomo Chelek Aleph Simen Tzadik Aleph, I think it's Ois Chof. Reb Chaim once again, Derech Emuna, Matnas Aniyem Perek Zayin. V'harishoin, and the one that came before all the ones I mentioned was the Maharsham. Das Torah, Yoredeya, Reish Yud Aleph, says the same. So we do rely on a Toras Nadonam of Erev Rosh Hashanah when we're dealing with a Minhag Shel Mitzvah. And one does not need to do a Toras Nadonam. But L'chumra, if there is a necessity, even by Minhag Shel Mitzvah, L'chumra, we do a Toras Nadonam. So regarding the question of Zoom, is it valid for a Toras Nadorim? Nadorim Chesam at the base, we find in a boy in the Gemara, Baal Mashias Ashliach Lenidre Yishtoi. Could a husband come before Beis Din instead of his wife? The Gemara says yes. The Rambam brings a Machloikis Rambam in Tosfos. Why is the question presented, Dafka, between husband and wife? Two different opinions. The Rambam, Perek Vov Mishavuos, Halacha Daled, says, Shlichus doesn't work by a Toras Nadorim. The one that made the neder, he needs to come before Beis Din. Only a husband is different because Ishtoi Kigufoi. Tosfos has a totally different opinion. To the contrary, Tosfos says, another Shliach Pshita de Mahana. Why not? There's no need for the person to come personally before Beis Din. He could send an agent, he could send a Shliach. Only by Baal, only by a husband who were afraid that he will go beyond what his wife asked him to say. Because when Beis Din is matir a neder, the Beis Din must be convinced that the one that made the neder really regrets it. So we believe a shaliach. He has no interest to change or distort what he was told to say. But a Baal feels close to his wife, and therefore he might add on and go above and beyond what his wife said, and therefore that might not be okay. And the maskon is, even a husband could be a shaliach kal v'choyim ala acherim. Shulchan Aruch paskins in accordance to the Rambam, Reish Chof Ches Tzayin, shlichus is not valid. However, the Rosh, Perakamah de Masechet Nedorim Simen Zayin, brings Rabbeinu Shimshon, that a person could send a letter to Beis Din in Ksav Yad and express regret. Rivash, Simen Shin Ayin, says maybe a letter is better than a shaliach. He doesn't explain why, but it's not difficult to explain. The one that made the neder, he needs to express regret and ask for the neder to be annulled. Hu velo shaliach. When he sends a letter, that letter is directly to the Beis Din. So it might be better than a shaliach. However, The Rav Asher is medayik from the Rambam, even a ksav yad would not be enough. Because the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch say, the one that made the neder, he needs to come before Beis Din. And the Rav Asher is medayik, and the Beis Yosef quotes the Rav Asher. Neither a shaliach nor a letter,
Kol Halashon,
would be sufficient. And the Taz on the spot, Sifkot Nchof, brings the Hachroa of the Beis Yosef. However, the Rav Asher, Misvora says, maybe a letter is better than a shaliach. He's medayik from the Rambam, a letter isn't good either. V'ra'ui lochoish l'dvorov. And that's the lesson the Beis Yosef quotes. Mashma medivreim. Ra'ui lochoish l'dvorov, v'bishas etchak, we could be making. And that's what the Pischa Tshuva on the spot writes. Siv koten tes. Shas etchak, yesh laho kel ktsas. So the Pischa Tshuva quotes the Nadibu, the quotes of Chasam Sofer. Our case is definitely defined as a Shas Adchak. So there is room for leniency. In my opinion, our case is better than Ksav Yad, better than Shlichus, and even Lachat Chila we could make Matar Neder in this fashion. And why is that? So the Rambam doesn't explain what's the problem with sending a Shaliach to ask for Hatoras Nedorim. Why not? Radbaz on the spot, Perek Vov Mishavuos, the Radbaz explains, because the Beis needs to question the person and really be convinced that he regrets it and he has a reason to regret the neder. You can't question a shaliach. He's not the one. You can't question a letter. Rabbi Yosef Shol Natanz on the Great Gaon in his Sefer Hilchos Nedarim V'Shvu'os, Divrei Shaul, Resh Chof Ches, Siv Kon Chof Alef, writes, Yeshli, I think what he says is very similar to what the Radbaz says 300 years before him. Divrei Shaul is on Shulchan Aruch. The Radbaz is on the Rambam. So Rabbi Yosef Shol Natanzan says the same, and he says you can't send a shaliach because Beis Din needs to question you. Maybe the shaliach is lying. Maybe he's not accurate in what and what the Baldovar said. If that is the rationale of the Rambam, then a telephone conversation is different. You could question a person on the phone. You could question him and judge his response far better by Zoom or by any other technology in which you not only hear the person, you not only could exchange words with him and converse, you actually see his face. And you can have a very good impression of, is he honest? Is this is really what he means to say? So lecha oira, a Zoom conversation, or even a telephone conversation, would be different than a letter, definitely different than a shaliach. So we are dealing with the Shas Adchak, and therefore my psak was very clear that yes, one could do a Toras Nedarim by Zoom, or even by phone. There are many amongst us, the Tovei Brocha al Roisham, that don't have Zoom, that want to keep away of any connection with the internet. Zona Zayin Gebench, Tovei Brocha al Roisham. But regarding our question, whether it's Zoom, whether it's different technologies, whether it's a telephone conversation, even Lachatchila won't keep me matanada. So in normal circumstances, I would say, do what the Rambam says, do what the Shulchan Aruch says, come personally, don't use technology. But we're not dealing with normal circumstances, we're not dealing with normal days, and so many people are in bidud, so many people are ill. I do not want them to leave their homes, and therefore my psak is very clear, you could do this by Zoom, by telephone. We had many opportunities to talk about davening with a minion on Zoom, and he made it clear you cannot be mitzdarav to a minion, but you could say amen. You could even say you would gimel midos shel rachamim. But have in mind that you're saying you'd gimel midos kikoyre betoyre, say it with a nigun, say it with a proper tune. So if you are in Bidud, you could daven along with a minyan by telephone, by Zoom. You cannot be mitzvah to the minyan. But it's the right thing to do. It definitely is b'sho sha'at zibur mispalalim shetfilosoi shel odam miskabenes. So this is our last year for Tov Shin Pei, and we're approaching Rosh Hashanah. In our tefillahs in the Yomim Neruim, we use double language, dual language, Ovinu Malkeinu, Father and King. Im kevonim, im kavodim, we are your children, we are your servants. So let me share with you a very fundamental thought. Just an Eitz HaToyva. When I say Uvino Malkeinu, what I bear in mind. No one in the world loves more, would like to help more than a father. Kirachem of Albonim. Every father would like to give each and every one of his children a 5-room apartment, a private house, what not. But a father's ability to give is limited. His resources are limited. He would like to help. Not always is it within his power. No one in the world has the ability to help another like a king. All the oitzres of the malchus are his. But not always would he want to help. Not always is he interested to help. We turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we say, Ovinu, you're a father. You want to help. Malkeinu, you're the king. You could help. You're not only the king, you are Melech Malchei Hamlochim. Kol Yochem. Kol Yudeya. Omnipotent and omniscient. Everything is Biyodcho. You want to help. You have the ability to help. So why aren't you helping? We are the problem, not a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu is a father, he's a king. He wishes to give. He has unlimited resources to give. We need to be better. We need to know how to ask. I said a few times lately, Ani ledoidi vedoidi li, we need to be fitting. So we use double language, Ovinu Malkeinu, because we are terrified from Midas Adin. So we hope HaKadosh Baruch Hu will judge us not as a king, not as a judge, but as a father. So what's the Zgula? Perakuv Gimel and Tehillim, Posek Yud Gimel. Kerachem av albonim richem Hashem al yereyav. And that's a surprise. Because what characterizes the relationship between father and son is ahavo, not yero. It's love, not fear. In Kedushin Daf Lamed Vav, there's a machlokes Reb Yehuda v'Reb Meir. When do we define this? Bonim l'mokim. When do we define this? Avodim l'mokim. Reb Yehuda says, "Bezman she'osim retzono shel makom kruyim bonim, bezman she'ein osim retzono shel makom kruyim avodim." When we're good, we serve a Kodesh Baruch with all our hearts. We're bonim. When we go astray, we're avodim. Reb Meir says, "Ben kach u ben kach kruyim bonim." But the Zohar HaKodesh and Parshas Bahar explains, there is no contradiction between Bonim and Avodim. We are always Bonim. And we are always Avodim. We love HaKodesh Baruch Hu because we're his children. We're in awe of HaKodesh Baruch Hu because we are his servants. Both are essential. Each and every moment of our lives, we need to be Bonim and Avodim. The Zohar says, any mitzvah that you perform without dechilu urechimu, love and awe, it doesn't go up to the heavens. We are always bonim and we are always avodim. We love because we're bonim. We fear because we are avonim. So why is the pasuk says, "Kerachem av al bonim richam Hashem al yireav"? Wouldn't it be more appropriate to say, "Kerachem av al bonim richam Hashem al ohavav"? My feeling is this: yes, it is natural that children love their parents. It is what to be expected. It's natural in the course of human relationships. But it is not enough. We have a mitzvah, ish imoy v'ovev tira'u. And if you're really a good son, a loyal son, a loving son, you must understand, it is not enough to love. Ish imoy v'ovev tira'u. It's not enough to love. You need to serve. You need to be an eved and not only a ben. So some children, boys or their daughters, could very much love their parents, but I don't feel comfortable giving my old and disabled mother a shower or taking off my father's shoes and socks. Let his Filipini do that. Let his caregiver do that. No. You need to love because you're a son. You need to serve because you're an eved. It's not only Ahavas Avem, it is also Ish Imay Va'ovev Tira'u. In Minchas Oshar HaTorah, I wrote an idea about the Kedis Yitzchak, an idea that has great appeal to me. Many ask, what is the Nesoyan, the great Nesoyan of a Kedis Yitzchak? Wouldn't we expect the same from any God-fearing Jew? Thousands, tens of thousands of Jews were Moisei Nefesh, gave away their lives al Kiddush Hashem throughout the ages. So my idea is this. The Rambam Perek Yud Melchus Shuva, this entire Perek is dedicated to Avodas Hashem, to Ahavas Hashem. And the Rambam writes, first and foremost amongst Ohavei Hashem was Avraham Avinu. The Novi Yeshayahu calls our people Zera Avraham Ohavi. Avraham Ohavi. V'loi kol hachachomim zochu l'midazu, writes the Rambam. As I explained, children love their parents, avodim fear their masters. When a child questions his father's behavior, or how his father behaves to him, it is legitimate for the child to ask. Bring it up. Talk about it. We encourage children all the time, if something bothers you, talk. Talk to your parents. With derech eretz, with achnoa. But it's legitimate. You hurt about, you have bad feelings, talk about it. A slave doesn't dare to question his master's behavior. Kodesh Bochu tells Avraham Avinu, Kaches binchus yechidcho asha ahavtu as Yitzchok. Ve'alei sham liyoylo. Slaughter him. Avraham Avinu had 1,000 questions. He couldn't believe his ears. He was the one that battled Avodah Zorah. And Megillat Avdalad, Chazal talk about Yiftach HaGalodi. And Chazal say, Yiftach did an awful thing when he offered his daughter as a sacrifice. From Avinu Nushas, he remembered the Gemara in Megillat Avdalad. Amei Kedem, Oivdi Avodah Zorah, used to bring human sacrifices. Al Pitoira, that's an Isu. So Avraham Avinu was blown away. Could this be? But I heard it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avraham Avinu has many other questions. Metchilo amarto li kivi Yitzchak kikor al chazora. Va'achshav ato oimer al ahelei liyoylo. But Avraham doesn't ask. Vayelchu shneyem yachdav. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me to do. Suddenly, Ahavo turns to Yira. And Avraham goes through a transformation from Ben to Eved. That was the Nisayin. And what does the Malach tell Avraham Avinu when he tells him, Al Tishlach Yod Churanar, Ato Yodati Ki Yerei Elohim Ato. We always know that you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Nisayin was, Haim Ahavu Yesero Mekalkeles Es Ashuro, Ato Yodati Ki Yerei Elohim Ato. That is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects from his children. Bava Basa Kufchav Zayim Dezagamara. If an older person comes to town with a youngster, if he called him Bini, he's not Naaman. We don't believe him when he says later he's a Neved. If he would be a slave, you wouldn't call him son. But if he called him Eved, and then he says, it's really my son, he is Naaman. We believe him. Why did you call him Eved? The Meshamesh Leika Avda. He's so loyal. He's so devoted. He's so dedicated. He serves me as if he would be a slave. So what we learn from this Gemara, yes, sometimes a most loving father will call his most loving, devoted, dedicated son a servant, the Meshamesh Leika Avda. Yes, we are a Kodesh Baruch Hu's loving children, and he's a loving father. But we need to combine Yiro with Ahava, Dechilo together with Rechimo. And it is only then that we pass the test and rise to the challenge. Karachem Av al Bonim Rechem Hashem al Yirei Av. As I explained last week, Rosh Hashanah, Aseres Yemei Teshuva is the combination of Dechilo and Rechimo. So we turn to our Kodesh Baruch Hu with double language, Ovinu. Malkeinu, im kevonim v'im ka'avodim. Im kebonim rachameinu keracham avarbonim, v'im ka'avodim. Einenu lachotluyo yisad shetichoneinu v'toitzi ka'or mishpoteinu, oyom kodosh. So this has been a difficult year. As I said at the beginning of today's shir, Tich l'shona v'kir lo yiseo, Tich l'shona v'berch yiseo. Some parts of the tefillah we say, but they were never as relevant as they will be this year. Mi yichye v'mi yomus, mi berash, mi b'mageifo, uvinu malkeinu, mename geifo menachloseinu. In normal circumstances, you watch your health, you know your cholesterol level, you do a colonoscopy once in a few years, you watch your diet, you do your exercise, you could be relatively comfortable that you're not going to drop dead in 5 minutes. But with this coronavirus, we lost our sense of confidence. There is no stability. And you really don't know what could happen. You could be so careful, as I said before, and suddenly come down with this virus. Mi berash mi b'megeifo. Whoever dreamed about megeifis, we thought, those are stories in the history books, stories of our distant past. The past is never past. It's present. It's right here, right now. And we are very worried. So I think this Rosh Hashanah is different. We approach Rosh Hashanah with broken hearts, humbled, really, kibar shivyo, demeschanen lemorei. We stand humbled before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, pleading and begging, kozveinu l'chaim toivim. Avu rachamim zoich yetzurav lachayim barachamim uchsoiv lachayim toivim kol b'nei brisecho. We should only know b'seiris toivis Yeshua's v'nachamis. Kodesh Boch should take this away. And when he takes corona away, let him also take away cancer and so many terrible ailments and illnesses. He should take away all our pain, and suffering, he should send us Mashiach Tzidkenu, and that'll solve all our problems. Shetei shona zu shnas oiru shnas brocho. Shnas go'ule v'yeshua bebias Mashiach Tzidkenu b'mheru v'yomenu amen. A good gebencht yor, shona toive mesuka, eksive v'chasim et toive lono v'lakol beis Yisrael.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.